You're listening to the Whistle Pulse podcast with me, Laura Hanlon, keeping your finger on the pulse with all the local info you need to know. I've got you covered every weekday morning.
Well, that was fun whilst it lasted. Some great vitamin D exposure. The past few days, I'm seeing some tanned faces, some definitely defined goggle tans, but that has changed. Yeah, what with the past few days bringing a real melt to our snowpack as well. We're talking a base of 2.28 centimeters at Pig Alley on Whistler, but 1.35 centimeters at the Catskinner weather plot. Oh yeah, after it finally cracked 2 meters last week, she gone down to 1.35 with really minimal precip on the long range. Yeah, unfortunately. And greybird conditions today. Yeah, with a declining freezing level too. Yeah, the barometer falling. We're talking temperatures around Pig Alley of just above zero this morning, after a high of 10 degrees at 2:30 yesterday afternoon. So the freezing level has come down, as have the temperatures elsewhere on the hill. So yeah, finally into the minuses at the tippy tops. We're talking minus 2 at the peak, minus 2.5 at the Horseman Hut as well, which is going to feel cool. Yeah, compared to the past few days. And yes, that does mean some crispy, firm groomers to be anticipated as well. We're only going to have an alpine high of 1 degree today. So partly cloudy skies. You can see on the Duffy Lake Road, actually. Yeah, sunnier skies today, but there's going to be a mixed band for sure. Increased cloud from here on out throughout the week. So less sunscreen needed, which is great, but you're going to want to layer up a little for sure. And yeah, the Harmony temperature, the Harmony thermometer is a bit skewy. That's not reliable right now. But at the Rendezvous and Roundhouse, yeah, above zero just. And with light winds today, we're talking less than 20 kilometers an hour in the high alpine. So what are you going to want to ski for groomers, which, like I said, are going to be firm again this morning after, such warm temperatures yesterday and then a freeze overnight. And yeah, expect to see maybe a melt freeze crust in the snowpack off of the runs as well. But Crabapple is groomed today, as is Ptarmigan, but whether or not that's open remains, to the public remains a mystery. Raven is groomed today too, as well as Jimmy's Joker, apparently. That would be one of my standouts for sure. But run of the day is apparently Harmony Pieced in the Saddle on Whistler, along with Upper Catskinner and Showcase on Blackcomb. Yeah, so expect variable conditions today. Maybe some wet flurries this afternoon, but yeah, light to moderate winds and overcast skies, so potential for some flat lighting when you're skiing. And yeah, further afield, let's talk about our avalanche danger now. We're talking moderate avalanche danger across all elevations, so below treeline, and alpine, with the bulletin reading that conditions may have improved, but be mindful that deep instabilities are still present and human triggered wet loose avalanches remain possible on steep slopes where surfaces remain moist. So really take that into account for any travel you might be doing today or tomorrow. And like I said, unfortunately, no major precipitation on the forecast. But a few things happening on the roads. Let's give you your road and valley weather report, brought to you by Bryce Morris at Greg Gardner GM in Squamish. Give him a call if you're looking for a vehicle for your next adventure in the sea to sky, because, well, maintenance crews are adventuring today somewhat, using this opportunity of warmer weather, clearer weather, to do quite a bit of maintenance. Like I could see, down in Alter Lake Road, I noticed on the valley trail there's a big housing development happening near Lakeside Park, which might cause you a couple delays getting through there. Also, the second entrance, or rather one of the entrances, depending on which direction you're coming from, to Brio, has had some intermittent detours. But further afield and on Highway 99, some maintenance happening, between Deeper Road and Alice Lake Road, continuing with a right lane closure northbound, along with some utility work happening in Squamish northbound as well, with a right lane, the right turning lane closed just by Scott Crescent and Cleveland Avenue there. So look for traffic control personnel with that shoulder closure, but also some roadside brushing happening with a right lane closure too. That's between Shannon Falls and Clark Drive, which could leave possible delays, you know, and closures of up to 10 minutes. And some road maintenance happening down by road sweeping by Horseshoe Bay as well, with a left lane blockage in both directions that could give you a little bit of a delay. So take snacks, water, lots of patience and time for your journey. And your sunglasses still, but it is going to be cloudier the next few days for sure. But 1 degree in the valley this morning here in Whistler, dawn. And I can't believe I forgot to mention it yesterday, but yeah, yesterday was the first official day of spring and spring equinox. We're finally swinging into more daylight than, daylight hours than nighttime hours. I know. But temperatures are definitely going to cool off today. Hoping for still a high, well, depending if you're a biker and you want it to be 10 degrees, that is what's forecast for today and tomorrow to be the high, but a 30% chance of showers today. Yeah, particularly this afternoon. And yesterday's temp, yeah, it was rocking at 16.8 degrees. Oh, it was lovely. Yeah. I have seen crocuses in the valley along with skunk cabbage. Making its first appearance, or say first appearance, its third appearance with the third spring of deception, you know, kind of thing. 10 degrees due to be the high today, and sunset will be at 26 minutes past 7. Also cool events happening today. I already mentioned it yesterday, but I'll remind you again that there is a film screening of The Banshees of Inisherin tonight at the library, and that is at 6 p.m. Bring your own food and snacks. It's another meeting of Colin Farrell and Brendan Gleeson in a film, which I'd really like to see. That is happening tonight. But I'm actually going to be at the Alpine Cafe tonight to celebrate the first day of spring and also celebrate Blue Phoenix. Don Crook, who'll be playing some live music with friends. Yeah, you can expect to see Costaman, Monty Biggins, Jono, hopefully Petri as well at the Alpine Cafe this evening. So that is happening. Also today, I did see Buddy Wayne yesterday. He was out for his final cross-country lesson on the Lost Lake Trails. There are still a couple that are open and groomed for today. I mean, I'm looking at the update from yesterday. A lot more closures, but still some snowshoe trails open. Vimy Ridge was groomed yesterday. So was Middle Panorama and the Lost Lake Trail, the northern section of it too. But rapidly melting today. Might well be the last day. We'll see if yesterday wasn't. News from Rotorua in New Zealand, bro. Jacob Jewett from Squamish scored a silver medal, in one of these events. He's from Squamish. And that's the 10-year anniversary of Crankworx in Rotorua. That was the downhill event that he came second in, just 2.3 seconds shy of first place. Yeah, but 7+, almost 8 seconds ahead of bronze. Well done. Also happening today is an event in Squamish from Pearl Space. They are doing a potluck comedy show with a free manicure, tunes and thoughts on inclusion at their location at 3rd Avenue between 2:30 and 5:30 today. And I know it's spring break and I've mentioned a lot of programming for kids that's happening right now, but the Whistler Children's Festival will be back on May 17th through 19th. So pop that in your diary, save the date for that one, along with the sneak peek of the Anonymous Art Show coming up next week. That's right. Yes, the buying night is on April 5th. That's Art Whistler's biggest fundraising event of the year, but you can have a sneak peek at the Anonymous Art Show on March 27th between 6 and 9, and there are a record-breaking 355 pieces will be on display from 267 artists from the sea to sky and beyond, and yes, that event is free. And I was chatting with a friend yesterday at Tanya Moore's surprise birthday party. She works at the Reuse It Center, and they were saying, she was commenting on just how quiet they've been for donations. I know that, you know, the beginning of May, even April, is a large transitory time for our community. A lot of people leaving and coming and going. And it's a time where the Reuse It and Rebuild It Center get lots of donations. But maybe consider having a spring clean now and early, or having a purge and getting rid of some things that you don't need. They are really quiet for donations, and now would be a really good time just to, you know, ladder and stagger. That's the word I want. Just to stagger what they receive, because they get inundated in April and May, and now would be a really good time to drop stuff off. Just saying. You know what else is a really good time to do? Get your nominations in for Be Vocal About a Local. If you see anybody in the community that you want to pay it forward with beers and goggle sock swag, we have it to give them, just to say thank you and give them a little reward for being awesome. So if you see, you know, somebody in our community that warrants that, get your nominations in to thewhistlepulse@gmail.com. And speaking of Coast Mountain Brewing, they are looking for a part-time delivery driver on Wednesdays and Thursdays. There you go. Oh, it's a Wednesday, which also means the Hare Farmers are playing at Merlin's, and I'm going to try and do both. Yeah, I'm going to try and be there. Greg and Doug, I will see you at Merlin's, and it's always super rowdy and busy, so make sure you get that early to avoid disappointment and to get a table. But there's an event coming up on Friday this week that I think you'll really love in Vancouver. This is, some heavy hitters from the UK, Dusky. They're going to be playing alongside Roxy Motorola and Sheen Sayer at the Hollywood Theatre. I wish I could make that one. That'd be super great. And I also am wondering if I can make it this Saturday to Arts Whistler's showing of Sushil Sadare. They are going to be playing at the Maury Young Arts Centre this Saturday with their doors at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. And an event coming up. I love The Wedding Singer. Like, what a great movie from Adam Sandler and team. Well, The Wedding Singer, the musical, is coming to the Eagle Eye Theatre in Squamish, on May 2nd through 4th. They're going to have multiple shows. So, get your tickets now. Apparently, tickets for Thursday, the May 2nd, are buy two, get one free right now. You're welcome. That's coming up soon. Along with the locals deal continuing at the Whistler Siding Centre for 50% off for locals on their passenger bobsled experience. 50% off. Amazing, eh? Also amazing is the fact it's Dan McLean's birthday today. Happy birthday, Dan. Hope you have a terrific day. And don't think you got away with it, Maddie Makowicz. No, it was your birthday yesterday. Maddie is the owner of Dynamic Auto Detailing in Pemberton, does a phenomenal job, hell of a human, and tried to keep his birthday secret, but you busted. Happy birthday for yesterday, buddy. Today's Fantastic Throwback Facts is brought to you by the fantastic Stinkies on the Stroll. You know, it was this day in 1815 that Napoleon Bonaparte re-entered Paris after his escape from Elba. He began his 100 days of rule, and I still haven't seen the latest Joaquin Phoenix and Ridley Scott movie, so I do need to do that. On this day in 1969, John Lennon and Yoko Ono were married in Gibraltar, if you didn't know that. Or did you know that the Rolling Stones in 1971, at their own expense, placed full-page advertisements in all of UK's music papers, that includes NME, you know, you name it, disclaiming any connection with the release of the Decca album Stone Age, saying, in our opinion, the content is below the standard we try to keep. 1971. Also the day that in 1977, T-Rex played their last ever UK show when they appeared in Portsmouth. Lou Reed was banned on the same day from appearing at the London Palladium in England because of his punk image. Yeah, true fact. In 1982, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts started a 7-week run at number one with I Love Rock and Roll. I know. Yeah, you're welcome. I know some good ones there. Great ones. And today's joke of the day, brought to you, of course, by Coast Mountain Brewing. Well, Charles Dickens walks into a bar and orders a martini. Bartender says, olive or twist? I love that joke. Hopefully you've got a better delivery than me. Track of the day today comes to you from a British producer, a bit of a new disco producer. He's from Norwich, actually, called Louis LaRoche, or Brett Ewells, but Louis LaRoche is his stage name. And he's got a bit of a client liaison, you know, feel. And it's his track from his album from last year, admittedly. It's his track Colors that I'm digging. That's track of the day. So Louis LaRoche with Colors is your track of the day. I know, a little less color in the sky after being spoiled the past few days. But yeah, happy Wednesday. Have yourself a terrific day. And maybe I'll see you out and about.
Whistle Pulse Podcast is here for you every weekday morning at 7:15-ish and is sponsored by Stinkies on the Stroll. Stroll on down for all your hunger, thirst, sporting and après needs.